In terms of the legislative sunset review process, I'm sure many of you are aware of the various bills that were filed, and what I'm trying to do today is to give you a summary of the most important legislation that was passed. In my previous experience as an agency counsel, I was always focused, of course, on the agency itself in terms of the sunset review recommendations and the agency responses. But I was very impressed with the sunset review process of 14 different healthcare agencies. All of these materials, by the way, can be found on their website. Some of the materials are repeated here in our conference seminar. The website also has the agency responses, which I think are also very informative. In the course of the legislative session, obviously certain things were passed, but others were not, which required a special session, which included the medical board and some of the healthcare mental health professional agencies to be considered at that point in time. The good news is that that was passed. Bad news, perhaps, is that it was only extended till 2019 for the medical board and those mental health agencies. For the other agencies that were reviewed, basically pharmacy, dental, nursing, chiropractic, physical therapy, and so forth, there was a common sunset focus in terms of trying to ensure uniformity with criminal background checks. I was surprised to learn that not every agency had that in place statutorily, so that's been updated through statutes to require that. Also, board member antitrust training was a significant focus of the recommendations that were adopted by the legislature, and I think that stemmed from various cases that have been filed against state agencies concerning antitrust issues.